The Santa Barbara police apologize to the Kings. NBAA calls for a top-to-bottom review of the security process. And there's been another helicopter medevac accident. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, September 1st, 2010. The latest in the saga of John and Martha King suggests the Santa Barbara Police Department may not be the Keystone Cops after all. Martha King has informed ANN the department is called to apologize for the erroneous and dramatic guns-drawn intercept of the couple Saturday when they landed at the airport, and may even be open to suggestions on training on how to handle similar cases in the future. She describes the conversation as cordial. I'm not the best person to consult on this, but if I had to design training for local police agencies, it would start with a chapter on the reliability of sources. At this point, any tip on terrorist activity from EPIC, the El Paso Intel Center, would be ranked just below accusations from your drunk ex-girlfriend on the night you broke up. But that's just me. You can read the contents of Martha's email in the text version of this story, dated August 31st, at aero-news.net. The National Business Aviation Association has joined the chorus decrying the treatment of the Kings, whose school is a member of NBAA. Following the revelation, the El Paso Intel Center has provided multiple false tips to local authorities based on a database of stolen aircraft that's 5 years or more out of date. NBAA President Ed Boland commented, quote, "We believe there is an urgent need for the creation of a joint government industry group that can expeditiously conduct a top-to-bottom review of the process. We're asking government leaders to look at this unfortunate event as an opportunity for industry and government to collaborate on a solution that will prevent similar incidents in the future," unquote. CFI and prolific aviation blogger Max Trescott has identified the first victim of the EPIC screw-up. Jim Pittman is the former Cessna Company pilot who was intercepted by local police in Wichita, Kansas, when he landed there on the very first flight of that then new 172 involved in the King's ordeal. He described a much more polite encounter, which involved handcuffs but no firearms, in January of 2009. As quoted by Max, Pittman said in a Facebook post, quote, "I first think some of my friends are playing a practical joke, but they assure me they are serious and proceed to handcuff me. By this time, I knew it was not a joke and, of course, was completely cooperative. The officers were very friendly, and it only took about 20 minutes to clear everything up. I was smiling the entire time, knowing what a great story this was going to be," unquote. Jim is clearly a glass-half-full kind of guy. You can hear the second installment of Jim Campbell's conversation with John King about the incident this past weekend in today's Aero News special feature. A medical helicopter belonging to Air Evac Life Team went down about 4:30 a.m. yesterday morning in central Arkansas, fatally injuring all three members of the crew. The accident occurred near the town of Scotland in Van Buren County, about 80 miles north of Little Rock. FAA spokeswoman Lynn Lunsford told the Associated Press the Bell 206 was flying under VFR with no patients on board. She added there was no contact with ATC and no distress call. The crew was responding to a traffic accident when the helicopter went down. The names of those on board had not been released by our deadline. Air Evac Life Team CEO Seth Myers says the aircraft was equipped with night vision goggle technology. According to its website, the company operates medical helicopter services in 14 states in the South and Midwest. Up next on ANN, an intro flight gone wrong has cost a pilot his life. Pensacola's Naval Aviation Museum has another hell diver in the house. And the AW139 is certified for Fiki. You're listening to Aero News.
Now, another moment of freedom from Cirrus Aircraft. Freedom through safety. Perhaps the ultimate freedom is confidence, assurance, and peace of mind. We design it into every personal aircraft we build. It's the security that comes with knowing you're flying the plane with a parachute. The breakthrough concept that launched the Cirrus phenomenon.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/piperaircraft.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for September 1st. I'm Paul Plack. The pilot of a Remos LSA who crashed to the Murano Regional Airport in Arizona Saturday reportedly died of his injury sometime early Monday morning. 45-year-old Robert Cloutier had been taking 16-year-old Julia Nicholson on an introductory flight after the teen expressed interest in learning how to fly. She suffered facial fractures and other injuries, but was scheduled to be released from the hospital earlier this week. The Associated Press cited witness statements in reporting that the plane had just departed when it made a steep right turn and went down in a field next to the runway. KGUN-TV reports a medical helicopter crew based at the airport immediately went to assist. The girl's mother was reportedly at the airport as well and stayed with her daughter until she was transported by air to the hospital. The investigation continues. After 65 years at the bottom of California's Otay Reservoir, a World War II hell diver has made its way to Pensacola, Florida, where it will be restored by the Naval Aviation Museum for display there. The airplane was ditched in the reservoir when it lost power during a training flight in 1945. The pilot and rear gunner managed to swim to shore, but the plane sank to the bottom and was eventually covered in silt and mud. It remained there until a salvage crew brought it back to the surface a couple weeks ago. Museum director Captain Bob Rasmussen notes, quote, "It's an airplane that we've been trying to get for our collection for a long time," unquote. He says a previous hell diver on display there had been on loan from the National Air and Space Museum and was called back to Washington, D.C. Rasmussen tells WALA-TV in Mobile, Alabama, "The first step is to clean the mud off and out of the airplane using high-pressure water and a lot of scrubbing." He says the hell diver won't be ready for display for about 3 years. A rotor blade ice protection system developed by Goodrich for the Augusta Westland AW-139 medium twin-engine helicopter has received certification from the FAA, EASA, and Transport Canada. The system is part of the 139's full ice protection system that provides all-weather capability, making it the first helicopter in its category certified for flight into known icing. Goodrich says the system uses its unique Duratherm electrothermal mats, which can tolerate considerable damage, including punctures, and continue to provide ice protection. Goodrich says its ice detection and protection products are used extensively on many helicopter platforms, including the Bell Boeing V-22, Boeing Apache AH-64, NH Industries NH-90, the new Korean Aerospace Industries Surian utility helicopter, and the Sikorsky Black Hawk, CH and MH-53, S-76, and S-92. Still ahead, the airline business is booming in India. DOT fines AirTran $500,000. And the Hawaii Air National Guard says goodbye to an old friend. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, September 1st. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. airline market continues sluggish, but things are apparently looking up elsewhere. Airbus says it's been asked by India's Go Airlines, which operates only domestic flights there, if it can deliver 10 aircraft it ordered in 2007, a year early, in March of 2013 rather than April of 2014, to deal with demand which is growing faster than forecast. CEO Kaushik Khona said in a news conference, quote, "I can improve my operations and bottom line. There is a lot to be exploited here," unquote. The U.S. Department of Transportation has proposed to fine AirTran Airways for violating rules protecting air travelers with disabilities. The carrier was assessed a civil penalty of $500,000, of which up to $200,000 may be used to improve its service to disabled passengers beyond what is required by law. The Air Carrier Access Act of 1986 requires airlines to provide assistance to passengers with disabilities in boarding and deplaning, including wheelchairs, ramps, mechanical lifts, or service personnel where needed. DOT rules also require carriers to respond within 30 days to written complaints about their treatment of disabled passengers and to specifically address the issues raised in the complaints. DOT says it found a number of violations, and the carrier's complaint files showed it frequently did not provide an adequate written response. The department also says AirTran failed to properly categorize disability complaints in reports filed with the department. And finally, an era is gradually ending. Pilots from the 199th Fighter Squadron, Hawaii Air National Guard, completed their last training mission with the F-15 Eagle from Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam a week ago today. They'll spend the next year transitioning to the F-22 Raptor. While their last three F-15s are redeployed, two with the 56th Aggressors Squadron at Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada, and the third with the 120th Fighter Wing of the Montana Air National Guard. Lieutenant Colonel James Sage, a pilot with the 199th, said of the transition, quote, "It's like saying goodbye to a good friend. It was exciting flying it for the last time, and especially against an F-22. But at the same time, the F-15 has always brought me home safely and has been an outstanding aircraft," unquote. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, the conclusion of Jim Campbell's conversation with John King about Saturday's incident in Santa Barbara. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.